You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's open up the Junkie Sports page, sponsored by Don't Sleep Energy Drink. Don't Sleep has all of your energy and performance needs covered. Get some now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code Junkies. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great.
Stayed up till midnight on Friday night. Haven't done that in a long time.
And then it's worth it.
Then I backed it up and I stayed up till midnight on Saturday night.
Man, you are a wild man. I know.
I haven't stayed up
till
midnight and back to back nights. I can't remember the last time I did that.
What'd you make of the call? So Friday night was women's Final Four, and it was a controversial call at the end of the game on the moving.
I mean, it was a moving screen. I mean, it was an illegal screen. Question is, do you make that call in that big of a spot?
And it was very marginal. I mean,
they clearly decided to make the call.
If you call that foul in the second quarter, you have to call it in the fourth quarter, even if it's the end of the game.
Oh, there were so many calls that they missed.
Like, you're not going to
call
this
officiating crew.
The
I don't know how they decide the officiating crew for the women's Final Four and the championship, but, man, they missed so many calls. If those are the best three officials you got on the women's side, they got issues. There were so many missed calls. I mean, there were clear fouls that weren't called. There were fouls called where the girls don't even touch each other. It sucked. I wanted to see, you kind of have a shot to win that on a last second shot, but didn't happen. So Iowa obviously wins that game and then plays South Carolina yesterday. How many people watched that? Do we have the ratings?
I don't know that the ratings for yesterday's came out, but we were speculating about Friday night's game and saying that the ratings were going to be lower.
Monster number.
Because
what was the
game against LSU and Angel Reese
I heard 14 million.
Was the highest, but it crushed that. Yes.
14, wow. 15 million?
So you know what? I was wrong. I thought it would do less.
It beat every NBA Finals game of 2023, beat every Major League Baseball World Series game.
You know, it's just the Caitlin Clark effect is just so massive.
The storyline, continuing all the way through the final.
I did laugh at Drab's tweet a few nights ago. He said, I don't know how many more missed layups I can watch.
A lot of missed layups.
that's women's hoops. I mean,
yeah.
Well, the second half was better, and yesterday was better as well. Friday night, UConn, Iowa, may have been the worst half of basketball I've seen in my entire life, and I've watched a lot of basketball.
Right.
And it's not just the turnovers. It's the missed layups. It's they can't catch. It's infuriating. They can't catch. The instincts on it of they just throw these passes where there's no lane that's open to throw a pass is infuriating sometimes. It's so fast-paced.
Clark must get frustrated because she throws a lot of passes that are probably the length, three-quarter court, half court to people breaking, and then they miss layups.
I know. Well, it's just the difference between the men's game and the women's game. Yeah. They're shorter, so they can't rise above rims and make easy layups and
dunks.
Can
they at least catch the ball, though, on a fast break? Everyone's got stone hands.
Sometimes they do. Sometimes they don't. I understand the frustration watching.
It was better the second
half.
These
are two of the best four teams in the country, and that's happening. Can you imagine watching, two middle-of-the-road teams?
Brad, now that Caitlin Clark is moving on, we can all just go back to the normal and pretty much ignore women's basketball moving forward.
I don't know where we're at. We might have to watch it more.
It'll be interesting to see.
You don't have to. You might have to watch it.
If it's 15 million people are watching it, and
No, it's a one-off.
It's probably a one-off, except ESPN.
We won't be talking about the women's Final Four next year.
You might be talking about South Carolina trying to repeat.
That might be true.
If it wasn't for Iowa,
we've done so many solo segments on Caitlin Clark and women's hoops. I doubt we're going to be doing that next year.
Would they have won 80 straight? I think I heard they would have won 80 straight had Iowa not beat them last year.
Yeah, because that was their one loss. Correct.
That's absurd.
And they lost four starters from that team. This South Carolina team is drastically different.
But look, I think a lot of people didn't expect Iowa to beat UConn. They did. And the defense on Caitlin Clark carried over from the UConn game to the South Carolina game, where she was, face guarded and guarded.
Well, look, South Carolina, first of all, they're much bigger. All right.
Way bigger.
They're much bigger. They killed them on the boards. Number two, they're more athletic. Number three, they're deeper. Right. So they played nine girls, maybe 10.
The bench score was
37-0. And Iowa was basically only playing six girls. I know they brought the other big girl off the bench, but she didn't do much. And then when Clark obviously was scorching hot in the first quarter, but, she came back down to earth. And when South Carolina took a 7-point lead, 9-point lead, double digit lead, Clark figures like that we're desperate.
She's launching 40 footers.
She's launching 40 footers that are
crazy.
So inefficient. It'll be interesting. I was thinking about this morning.
That's what made her great, though. But
how much flexibility and freedom she'll have in the WNBA playing for the Fever, because she's going to be guarded by much better players, more athletic players. And she's also going to be, there's going to be better players around her.
The only thing is,
so as the coach, whoever the Indiana Fever coach is she going to say, all right, go ahead, you can take 35 footers when we're down?
I've had more Fevers than watched an Indiana Fever in my life.
Well, yeah, I never watched them either.
You saw Jim Boeheim, I'm sure you saw, right? Because we were all watching the same stuff. Mm-hmm. He was interviewed about her, during one of the timeouts or whatever. It was a clip. And he's like, shoot more. If you were coaching her, what would you do? He said, she can shoot whatever she wants. The more the merrier. He says, did Steve Kerr ever tell Steph Curry that was a bad shot?
She has the green light at all times.
I think what she'll benefit from is, I'm assuming, she's going to have better finishers. Because she's a great passer. So she's the all-time leader in assists in the NCAA tournament. All-time leader in three-pointers. All-time leader in points. But there were times, where she would have this pass. And, Drab pointed out, I guess, mostly from Friday's game. But yesterday's game, they had a moment late in the game where they could have closed it to 4 or 2 if she hits a layup.
I know.
On a great pass, and she missed it, and then...
Well, look, on the flip side, Cardoso, who's 6'7", she was missing bunnies.
Yeah.
That's just how it is. But when Clark gets to WNBA, she's going to be playing with and playing against much better talent. So I'm just wondering if the Fever coach is going to say, yeah, go ahead and take 28 shots.
I doubt she'll take that many shots, I think she has really good point guard ability.
She does, no doubt.
She's a great passer. And so I think that is going to really stand out. And then she'll hit threes. Because, look, she has that crossover dribble that you don't see in the women's game as much.
You don't watch WNBA.
Yeah,
you might see it at the WNBA
level. Yeah,
you
see more of it.
You know what I mean? So I think it'll be tougher for her to get into the lane like she does. She can do it whenever she wants at the college level. WNBA level might not be that easy.
But it's probably like it is for the top college players on the men's side, too. There's going to be an adjustment.
That's
but if you're one of the best players, generally it's going to transfer over. It might just take a little time.
Yeah, and I'm sure she'll be a very, very good pro. It'll just be interesting to see if the coaches will give her that freedom to take those type of shots. And I can't imagine they will.
I can't see her, though, being particularly disciplined. I think she is who she is. This is how she plays.
You might be right. You might be right.
And if you don't like it, then you're not going to play her. But this is how she plays.
Yeah. I mean, she missed 18 shots.
Listen.
And a lot of those.
Not my style of play.
A lot of those shots were shots where they're down 5 or 7, and she feels I'm the only one who can score.
Well, they just get the ball back, too. And it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
But if she gets a little bit better at, and it took Curry time to figure this out, the floater,
because
she gets into the lane.
She does.
But she's not really a good finisher in the lane.
Yeah, she kicks it out. She likes to kick it out when she gets in the lane. Now, again, she's getting in the lane, and that girl, Cardozo, is so big. I mean, she was affecting everyone's shot. right? Yeah. So
it was.
And just think, in the WNBA level, there's going to be girls like that on every team, multiple girls that are that tall.
The game yesterday, look, it was close in the fourth quarter. There was a moment there where Iowa got it close.
Credit
but it
four.
Did look like varsity against JV. And the JV, I saw somebody tweet this, and they posed a question. And the question was, would anybody else on Iowa get significant minutes on South Carolina's team? And most people would say no.
Probably not.
It's Caitlin Clark and a bunch of others, and they're role players, whatever, but they're just not on the talent level of South Carolina, and that became obvious. And that also tells you how great a player that she is, that she could lift up a team that doesn't have that talent to go to back-to-back national championships.
Can we also please stop people on Twitter, not a small subset, but the people on Twitter that say, Caitlin Clark could be an NBA All-Star. She should be in the NBA.
I didn't see one
She's
of those.
So talented.
I've never seen that.
You saw that?
I saw a handful.
Why do you even read that?
Those people should board a spaceship and take off and never be allowed on Earth ever again.
But I do think the women's game has a chance. I'm not saying it's going to be great, but EB's always talked about it. A lot of sports consumption is based on the marketing and the storylines. And I think that they're going to become invested in creating storylines for future games. They're going to invest like in commercials on Juju Watkins and whoever the next wave of great players is.
Because here's the thing. The WNBA has been around for like 28 seasons now. I mean, I know they promote it kind of via the NBA, but I still don't really know that many girls in the league. Like,
I don't pay attention to it. I don't.
So I don't
maybe
think they're doing a very good job. For a league that's got that kind of support, they could probably market more or need to.
But I will say this.
But the college game, you know, LeBron talked about this. The college game benefits because these girls are staying 4 years.
Drabby, I will say this, though. I've never done this ever in my life. I watched the Final Four and the National Championship in women's hoops for back-to-back years.
And because of Clark?
Yeah.
Well, because of Clark, and then Virginia Tech was in the Final Four last year, right? Now, next year, I'm not so sure. South Carolina is going to be preseason number one and the favorite to win it again. So, you know, that'll be kind of an interesting side story to next year, but I can't imagine me watching the Final Four again unless Tech somehow got there.
I wonder if the Mystics will move out of the entertainment arena for the Caitlin Clark game because that's what the Aces just did. They moved their game to T-Mobile Arena.
Like, I would guess, like, if Ted wants to sell 20,000 seats instead of 4,000, however many that arena in Southeast holds, I'm going to guess that game's probably moved to Cap 1. Don't you
For
think?
Sure. You're just leaving so much money on the table.
I mean, you can't. Yeah, it's irresponsible to keep
You'll
it
sell
at
out
a smaller
that arena,
venue.
No problem.
It's just, unfortunately, and I mean, we all are, right? We're all pro women's sports. I mean, you might hear us say that it's hard for us to watch or something or whatever, but at the end of the day, we all want women's sports to succeed. Unfortunately, when Caitlin moves on, I don't see that many, even though these girls are super athletic, a lot of them, and they are doing things that I didn't realize that they're doing. I don't see the next one in line.
But maybe
I don't see the Grant Hill, you know, that was going to replace Jordan. I don't see that. I don't know who the next person
is. Paige Beckers was supposed to be.
Maybe not
she never on
that level,
but
maybe maybe a certain amount of people are so interested based on what they watched this year that it'll carry over, even though there won't be a Caitlin Clark.
I don't know. I mean, I know South Carolina's got all these freshmen, so they'll all be returning and everything, but I don't really know who they are.
But they're not going to be girls who are dropping back and hitting 35-footers.
Yeah, it's just not that, you know. And even though it's fine, and Dante is obviously a monster. I mean, she should be in, like, every Hall of Fame ever for everything she's accomplished. I don't know.
But it'll be interesting to see. It really will. I mean, I'm just interested to see. And I'll be semi-interested in her. By the way, the WNBA draft is next Monday. Mm-hmm. That's how quickly it goes.
Where are they saying? Are they saying Clark will be one just for marketing and everything else?
Well, just because she's
the best player too.
She's runaway number one.
Cardozo will be, I don't know, she'll probably be third or fourth pick.
Mm-hmm. But she will meet, you know, she will be playing against other elite athletes. It'll be interesting
Correct.
To see how it, you know. I think she'll do fine. I just think.
Oh, she'll be good. But I'm more interested to see if her coaches say, go ahead, just take over the game whenever you want. Because that's what Iowa's coach said. I mean, whenever you want to shoot the ball, shoot the ball.
Yeah. Well, I think she plays like Steph.
Yeah, you're right. Drabby, what were you going to say?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I believe she'll be on the same team as last year's number one pick.
I think you're right. Yeah, the girl from South Carolina.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she'll actually have some decent talent around.
What's the girl's name?
Boston's her last name. She was on the set for at halftime.
Maybe it's Asia Boston.
Something like that, yeah.
By the way, she shot 38% from the three-point line.
Mm-hmm.
You'll take that. Anything over 33% is a positive.
Yeah,
so
you're right.
She does shoot, you know, bombs.
Mm-hmm.
She makes some of them, but overall shoots 38%. Mm-hmm. From the three-point line with the best defenders on her, chasing her all the time. What she reminds me of with Curry is not just the shots. It's generally the off-the-ball movement.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's moving around like nonstop. Oh, yeah. Her cardio levels.
Not on defense, though. Yeah, if you watch her on defense, she kind of chills.
Similar to Steph Curry.
Yeah, she's not a great defense.
No one's watching her for defense.
She's not a great defense player.
But I was watching her on defense, and it's kind of funny. You know, that's where she rests.
A lot of the greats don't play
defense.
Well,
I mean, and that's the other thing. I mean, last night, four girls for South Carolina played at least 15 minutes off the bench. One girl for Iowa played 13 minutes, and that was it. I'm sure they were gassed.
It was 37-0, right? Bench points?
37-0, yes.
37-0.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me which team.
Yeah, you're going to lose that game every single time.
Yeah.
All right,
but it was interesting to watch Clark go nuts in the first quarter. They're up 20-9. She couldn't miss.
I will say I will miss not having it. I actually enjoyed adding that to the menu of things to watch.
You can watch Indiana Fever games going forward then.
Well, I don't know that I will.
They'll be available to you.
I don't know that I will. But in college, it was the right time, the right moment.
Yeah,
it was
the perfect storm. Yeah.
And I loved having that as part of my things that I watched. I'm going to miss it.
All right, got to take a break. When we come back, we can get into the men's side. National championship game tonight.
9:20 tip.
Don't go anywhere. We're the Junkies.
It's a killer.
On the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.